After torrential rains caused flooding in parts of Moravia and Silesia this week, water levels have started to go down. But now the hard part begins, assessing the cost of the damage as well as beginning the cleanup and recovery. Parts of Moravia are still in danger of mudslides and several homes have either been destroyed or faced demolition. Local officials expect that repairs will cost billions of crowns. Jan Wellinger has the story.
Parts of Moravia hit by floods have the worst behind them, flood specialists have said. All the same, plenty of problems in areas remain. The danger of mudslides on unstable ground, which has been waterlogged. Some families have lost everything. Several homes are either already destroyed or will need to be demolished. For them, there is little consolation that more than 10 billion crowns were spent on anti-flood protection in areas between 2002 to 2009. Inhabitants of Tropke, for example, found their town hit again, 13 years after being the symbol of devastation in 1997. This year's flooding was just as heavy, although the impact was less severe. As people slowly begin to return to their homes and to assess the damage, one question being asked is what should be done to prevent a repeat of such tragedies in the future. One person who has a clear opinion on the subject is the country's president, Václav Klaus, who spoke to reporters on Wednesday.
I think that it's important that state funds towards the reconstruction of homes be spent carefully, depending on whether the homes stand in areas where there can be floods every 3 years. It would make sense for the funds to be used to move such homes 5 or 10 meters to higher ground.
There has been little reaction to his words so far, most likely because officials in the government's Central Flood Commission are still dealing with organizing immediate help for those whose property and livelihood have been affected. On the internet, by comparison, the president's words provoked plenty of heated discussion, some in agreement, others angry over the president's timing, saying it was one thing to talk about moving homes, but another to discuss the issue even before the waters had fully receded. Still, on the whole, the president's words are something environmentalists, such as Wojciech Kotecki of Friends of the Earth, agree with. Given the increased frequency and intensity of floods in problematic areas, moving to higher ground makes sense.
Individual owners where they will build their new houses. But if the government intends to spend taxpayer money on new buildings, then it should focus funding on places that are better protected from floods than the areas that were already hit in this case and will be hit once again in the next flood. Then we are just wasting public money.
It remains to be seen whether the discussion gains traction with authorities once the worst is taken care of and once life in flood-stricken areas returns to normal. So far, it hasn't. On Wednesday, the country's environment minister, touring flood-stricken areas, stressed that local mayors who had resisted flood protection, whether mobile or permanent, needed to take steps now. The Czech news agency cited officials as saying, for that purpose at least, billions of crowns are still available.
Thank you, Jan Wellinger.